This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent a letter to the EU asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second letter that asked for the delay to be regarded as a mistake. As Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports, it came after Johnson suffered a setback in the British Parliament on Saturday.
British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I've told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
The battle over Brexit also spilled onto the streets of London, where tens of thousands had gathered to demand a new referendum.
That's Edward Barron of Reuters. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they do not withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting.
Olursa olur.
He said, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. A Kurdish official said that Turkey was not abiding by a U.S.-brokered ceasefire and that continued shelling and airstrikes had killed 17 people in the last 2 days. Turkey agreed with the United States to pause its military offensive for 5 days while Kurdish fighters withdrew from a safe zone. This is VOA News.